distracted? Exhausted? What's the point? Just relax and try to catch some fish and missing the point. A new surrealist fishing game made by In the Keep. Missing the Point is a low-stress fishing sim with more than meets the eye. 100% handcrafted art. Every catch is a real painting on canvas with homemade original music and a lifetime of wisdom from one generation to the next. Missing the Point is available now on Steam, itch.io, and PlayStation 5. Visit inthekeep.com for more details. Stay in the keep. Hello, folks. I know it's been a long time, but it is I, the Motherlode, Tyler Brennan. This is going to be a different kind of episode. I mean, we've done stuff like this before, but not in a very long time. So I'll just take a minute to kind of introduce you to the concept and hope you stick around. First of all, this is behind the music of Missing the Point. In the Keep's first published video game title, and I'm extraordinarily proud of what we've created in collaboration with Elijah Allen from Fireplant Games. You may know him from Viscera Fest, and he also worked with me at 3D Realms and Slipgate Ironworks for a while. So we have a great working relationship, and I'm just so happy that we were able to put our heads together and come up with a great game. The music to the game is all composed by yours truly, which is this is my first time ever not making music by any stretch of the imagination. I'm sure the folks who, you know, stuck around for the podcast for a long time know that, but for actually composing music for a video game, this is the first time I've ever done it. And I hope you enjoy it. We're going to start off with a little track called The Frog Song from a scene in Missing the Point where you see a frog.
Bum ba dum bum bum ba da 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 dum bum 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 ba da 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 dum da dip do 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 do.
Okay. Yeah, that was just a warm-up, I promise. But that is one of the tunes in the game. It is all a cappella with my voice, but let's get into the real good stuff here. Here is a little ditty that you hear when you see the sign. I'm trying to avoid any spoilers here, but when you see it, you get a moment where I channel my inner Stanley Kubrick, for lack of a better way of putting it, so enjoy. And yeah, this is a MIDI keyboard. I'm using I believe it's from Flex, the orchestra brass section. Nothing too complicated, just FL Studio. And, you know, playing those C's and G's, escalating up and up and up. So I hope you dig that. Another song. This is actually one of the only tracks in the whole game that is not performed. Well, the frog song being a cappella, but using a keyboard and actually performing it into FL Studio. This song that you're about to hear, Alvin's Song, which is a reference to Alvin Strait from the David Lynch movie, if you're not familiar with it, a favorite of mine. But Man on a Lawnmower, so it called for banjo, and since I happen to play the banjo, actually this is a 6-string banjo, so it's more like playing the guitar, but you'll hear it. Enjoy. Thank you. you haven't guessed, a lot of this is, you know, the songs that you hear are actually kind of triggered by events in the story. They don't just play randomly throughout. It's like only when you do this thing. Another one of those is a track that's coming up right now called Bad Ending. Here you go. Go ahead and follow that one right up with what is known as the Big Fish song. Yeah, I really, really love the ambiance that this one creates, especially the moment that that happens in the game when you get to it. So, yeah, I think we'll go ahead and move on now, though, to something else. I'm thinking, we're going to play the credits song, which obviously you hear at the credits, but I like this one. This next little ditty, it's not much of a song. It's actually just two small arpeggios. But if you're paying attention in the game, these are what repeats on a loop whenever you're about to get off at a dock. See, I told you it's not much, but you can see how like the rotation of the notes up and down is very easily just rolled into a loop. And a lot of making music for video games, it really is about, like, can this song just play over again? Like, say the player takes longer than you expected to get through an area, does it just go right back into itself? And a lot of that is making sure, you know, the key is consistent, the time is consistent, maybe even the last note is consistent. The easiest way of all, you know, is just, like, hit the first note again at the end of the song and let that shit fade out. But, you know, make of it what you will. And we'll go ahead and keep rolling into one of my favorite tunes, and, you know, the one that you encounter if you lose to the final boss of the game. Let's say this is the Lighthouse song. And then we'll assume that you do, in fact, figure out how to get past that at that point. Maybe, if you're lucky, you know, you figured out how to get the good ending, or one of the better endings anyway, of the game. And you might hear this song, The Good Ending. Thank you. And it's really fun to have, like, different, you know, like, you're facing the same scenario in a game, right? Like, you're coming to the end. You don't know which ending you're going to get. And each of the, there are three actual endings to the game, right? Each of those three songs are kind of interlinked. Like, they're in the same key, maybe similar instrumentation or something like that. Or maybe it's the same song, but with a different arrangement or a different instrumentation, like I was saying. And that, you know, really goes a long way towards sort of hypnotizing the player into the experience, but also, like, subtly expressing those differences. You know, it's just, it's a lot of fun. I could not have imagined how much I was going to enjoy this, and I'm definitely going to keep working on game soundtracks as I go forward. I will now show you guys one of the songs that did not make the cut, but I actually like it. We just decided that it didn't really fit in the game, but, you know, maybe you'll hear it and think differently. I don't know. I hope you enjoy it. This is Present Song. Notice that is, like, one of the longer tunes that I'm playing for you today, and that was only 60 seconds or something close to that. None of what I've written here are complete songs necessarily. None of them are particularly, you know, long. I make sure that they can loop if they need to, or that they're kind of like the time appropriate for the scene, but in the name of efficiency, just get it out there. But in the future, you know, we could always, like, arrange them into songs or start with songs and then take those and put those in the game and release, like, original soundtracks, that kind of thing. I'm interested in, like, do people buy those? Are they interested in that kind of thing? I don't know about this title, but say Stellar Valkyrie or, you know, something a little more musical in general that we're working on. I guess we'll go ahead and finish out the show here with a few announcements. Like, I just wanted to kind of take a moment and let everybody know, maybe you're listening to this and you've already played Missing the Point and you just wanted the behind the music stuff, and that's great. Maybe you haven't tried it at all yet, and I can't beg you enough, right? Please check out my game, Missing the Point. It's $7.99 USD on Steam and PlayStation 5 right now, and, you know, hopefully other places later. Wishlist it now, you know, buy it later when it's on sale, because, you know, the Steam Summer Sale is coming up in a couple of months, I think. But announcements-wise, I wanted to let people know who maybe have already played the game or are waiting to buy the game for specific reasons, kind of what is going on in the background. So we have been mainly focused on getting all of our localization done. So the game is going to be in Spanish, Brazilian Portuguese, Korean, Japanese, simplified Chinese, and of course, you know, it's already in English, at least with subtitles for everything. So right now we're finishing that up. We'll be doing an LQA pass for a couple of weeks once it's all in there, just to make sure everything's been checked and played through by the linguists themselves and other native speakers of those languages, so that we don't accidentally publish anything, you know, that crosses a ratings barrier or, you know, God forbid, you know, says something that we didn't intend or anything like that, just to smooth out the edges. And then as soon as that's done, we will be posting an update to the game on Steam, and then shortly thereafter, probably PlayStation 5 as well, and Itch, if you want to get the game on itch.io, totally. And yeah, going to be pretty epic. We'll also have some other, probably, like, quality of life things, maybe some other surprises in that build, but that will be it for Missing the Point. So, if you're out there missing the point, jump in. It's a great time. It's a truly immersive fishing experience, but it's, to be honest with you, it's really more a game about thoughts, about ideas, and about how we focus. How do we find our way through the forest of thoughts, down the stream of consciousness? I'll stop rambling. I'm going to play you guys out with the theme song to the game. This is called The Point Song. I love you. God love you. Till next time, stay in the keep. Tired? Coffee's just not doing it for you these days. Let's talk about something different. Let's talk about cacao. Cacao comes from the Theobroma plant. Broma means food. And Theo means, well, God. So why aren't more of us talking about this godlike food source? Packed with antioxidants, polyphenols, theobromine, which is like caffeine but without the jitters, healthy fat, low carbs, protein, magnesium, calcium, and the highest plant source concentration of iron known to man. Why aren't we consuming this stuff every day? Well, you can. Our partners at Cora Cacao offer ceremonial grade cacao, sustainably sourced, plant to paste from fair trade farms in the Mayan motherland of Guatemala. Cora Cacao is committed to delivering cacao products to you at reasonable prices in a way that makes the world a better place for all involved. Whether you're making morning cocoa lattes, iced cacao, hosting a meditation ceremony, or just doing alchemy in your mom's basement, Cora Cacao is committed to supplying you with the highest grade stuff for what you, your body, and your mind need. So head on over to coracacao.com. That's CoraCacao.com. Use promo code INTHEKEEP, one word, all caps, at checkout for 10% off your order. It's time to replace those bad habits with good ones, and using Cora Cacao for your energy and nutrient needs is a great place to start. I'm proud to call Cora Cacao a partner of In The Keep, and I hope that you will be proud to call them a new part of your daily routine. Much love.